And my name is Sebit William. A very good morning to you. And yes, talking about the International World Sight Day is what we will also be discussing right now in the studio. Now, much as eating healthy has proven to be the greatest ingredient to the general well-being of every person, regular medical checkups play an important role in helping to prevent or treat the various health issues among people. However, not many people give the desired attention to eye checkups.
Well, this morning we have people from the Association of South Sudan of Ophthalmological, and we have in the studio Dr. Joseph Mande, Dr. Ajab Paul Kwol, the chairman of this association. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us for this topic.
Yeah, morning.
Yes, Dr. Mande, good morning.
And morning, morning, Irene.
Yes, how serious is the issue of eye health in South Sudan?
Okay, good morning everyone listening to Mirai FM. It's a pleasure to be in the studio in this important event. An eye issue is really threatening on the issues of blindness. In the worst of that, we have a preventable blindness. And unfortunately, it is really alarming. The diseases that can be prevented or even can be cured, like we have in the South Sudan, we are the leading actually in the world about the trachoma causing blind, infectious cause of blindness, and cataract, which is just a 5 minutes operation that you can restore a vision, is threatening us because due to accessibility, people are not having access to eye care.
All right, just before we go into the details of all this conversation, Dr. Ajah, just please help us. What's the name of your association? Ophthalmological? Just call for us that, please.
Okay, it's Ophthalmological Association of South Sudan.
All right, great. Now, what are some of the causes that you deal with, the cases rather, that you deal with every day as you try to help people to regain their sights and, you know, maintain their sights, in other words?
Okay, thank you. I'll just add for what my doctor colleague has just mentioned. Most of the common we are dealing with is a cataract, and it's age-related most of the time. And also we are dealing with a dry eye because the weather is hot and people are not taking care of their eye. And also because of the corona and COVID, so the lifestyle change, people are on computer all the time. So and they're forgetting to blink. So
how do you forget to blink?
Yeah, because when you are staring on something, you know, you forget to blink. And also that's why we advise there is a rule 20-20-20 that after each 20 minutes you should just look at 20 feet and for 20 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dr. Joseph, you said that they're mainly preventable diseases, yeah, that cause the blindness, the trachoma, and cataract.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what causes trachoma and what causes that other disease?
Okay.
Yeah, and you can say, and then she'll jump in. All right, okay. Dr. Aja.
I can just add to that. Trachoma, it's an environmental infection. It's caused by flies. Some flies, it's when there is a environment not water not disposed well, and there's a lot going on in trachoma. So people are doing awareness, environmental cleaning, and some antibiotic distribution in trachoma. We are doing also surgeries, and also the cataract.
So how it happens is the flies comes and falls onto your eye and leaves you with
a
disease?
It's contagious disease. Right. Yeah, that's why it's focused in some areas, like in Unity Street, Upper Nile,
Is it just any other kind of flies that we see here, or the specific flies that really affect people's eyes?
It's an environmental, it's an infection, but the flies now, you see, they fly from area to area.
Yeah,
you have to wash your hand, clean the environment, so you don't distribute the infection by the flies, but it's an infection.
Right, so it's contagious in a way that when you touch your own eyes and touch somebody else and the person touches their eyes, that's how it is carried.
Yes.
Okay. And the cataract, you said it's because of age. So what age group suffers a lot from this?
A lot of researches has been done, and like in South Sudan, like I did a study and I didn't publish, but looking at the age, it was 45, 50 and above, they get cataract. Yeah.
So what causes that then?
It's age. You know, when we're getting older, the lens, it changed the nature of it. It right. become white. And then now that's the and the only way for doing that, as my doctor colleague, Dr. Mande said, it's only a surgery, 5 minutes. That's why as association, we reach our people because it's expensive for them to come all the way to South Sudan. That's why we go to various area doing outreaches program.
Great.
Because it's a preventable disease.
All right. Now, Dr. Joseph, just on practical matters of eye health, what are some of the signs and symptoms, symptoms that people must pay attention to?
Okay. Maybe I would just want to shed light on what my colleagues has elaborated regarding trachoma. She gave it in a good way. And the normal flies, say house fly, because it stay at home. It's a vector that carries the bacteria. It's called chlamydia trachomatis. And she mentioned it very clear that it's the issue of sanitation, water scarcity.
Right.
So, but people ask, if you say it's United States and what is flooded, what is so, but the issue of how to use water properly, and we found that it's really common among children and women, because the children face are dirty and then the woman always in contact with the the children, and also they go to collect firewood. So when the flies take this this size, we call it 5 F's. Flies, fishes, fingers, and
food.
Yes. So back to Sir William asking about the signs and symptoms. You know, we do go to schools to see children at primary school. You find a child that sits behind, cannot see, and let's sit in front. And some cannot see from near to see from far, from behind. So the world sight day, which is being advertised by International Agency of Prevention of Blindness in 2030, which is Sight for All, refractive error has become one of the leading causes of the blindness. Somebody just without having glasses will be blind. And sometimes you see cloudy vision. You see, sometimes you see blurred vision. Or sometimes you feel headache. This is signs that, which mean you are straining. And sometimes it deals also with the professional, especially as my colleagues, the chairlady association, said about using computer often. And during this time of COVID, she mentioned it, children, we experience, develop a lot of sight issues because they are at home. They're not allowed to go out and they use a lot of computer. I mean, these phones, smartphone nowadays. So a child now will look at the near things better than far, and it developed an error. And there are other diseases that maybe you cannot find, you cannot experience any sign or symptom until late, like glaucoma. We call it a silent steal of the vision, because there's no any pain, there's no any symptoms or sign you experience. When you're coming to us already, maybe 50% of your vision is gone.
All right, just I want to ask this though, before we before Irene you come in, you did mention about the issue of phones and computers, and you mentioned for children became a problem during the pandemic. How about for adults? Is it, how risky is it using your phone all the time and computers to your eye?
Okay, the sensitivity to light, and you know this UV, the ultraviolet rays from the computers and even from the screens. And for you to accommodate for more than 3 or 4 hours per day, your lens now change the shape to become globular lens, become round lens, and then you will not be able to see far because your lens already in a position of focusing, accommodating.
Right.
So that's why, as I just said, you read for 20 minutes, also look far for 20
away.
Minutes. So 20 minutes, yeah. So at least you balance your. And we are really urging our people to go to our clinics, Jubating Hospital or Bulu Eye Center, just to get refraction so that you will get a correct lens. Don't buy lens, I mean glasses from the road. Others are not proper to your eyes. So not all glasses for correction of vision, but some like mine, maybe it's for Dr. Aja, is anti-glares, photochromatic anti-glares that prevents these ultraviolet rays from causing effect in your eye.
I think that's what I'm wearing too. But anyway, Dr. Aja said that we live in a very harsh condition. The place is hot. That's why eyes become dry. So how do we irrigate? How do we get our eyes? How do we prevent our eyes from being dry? Is there a remedy?
Okay. There is a natural involuntary blinking.
Okay.
Which God gave us, and we're happy to have that.
Mm.
So we blink every 5 seconds.
Mm.
If you're not blinking every 5 seconds, is a risk, because this eyelid spread the tears on the surface of the eye, you know, like the wiper for the car.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep on, and then keep your eyes clean, and even it flashes if there is any foreign body seen on the cornea, on the conjunctiva, it flashes out. So but some people, they get to straining or be staring a lot and forget to blink, and then that's why we have some medication called artificial tears. They are a lot in the market, and we do encourage them to put it at least every 2 hours, and at night you put a lubrication that lubricates the surface of your eye.
Well, this conversation has changed how I'm going to blink. I'm going to be blinking more often.
Be very cautious.
But
anyway, it is involuntary, so it comes whether you want it or not. Yes, Doctor.
Yeah. I think I want to add to what he just said also, because we have also some behavior when we are doing computer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people, they switch off the darkness in the room, and that is not advisable also. The room is in, the light in the room should be enough for you to be able to see your computer, and even looking at the computer, their safety, when you're putting the light too much, it will tell you this is risky. So you should not go beyond that, and you should sit properly when you are reading. These are the things also helping helping your eyes to be healthy.
Now, Dr. Anya, how often would you recommend for someone to go for eye checkups?
I think this is a good question, and this is why the World Sight Day today, we advocate for our people and the Ministry of Health and the government to give attention to eye health, because eye health is left behind. So we wanted to do awareness for people. At least once in a year, you should check your eyes, because as my colleague mentioned, some of the diseases are silent. They come, by the time you're coming to an ophthalmologist,
it's too late.
It's late, it's end stage, nothing we can really help you about. That's why we advise at least an adult should check up regularly every year. And for children from age 3, you should bring your child to a hospital, either Bulog or Juba Teaching Hospital, where there is a team where they will be examining you thoroughly. Not to go to an optical shop, because some people, they have that concept that optical shop, they treat you, they give you better, but they're just supposed to dispense glasses. So, and also we want to say for our colleague in different department, like a midwife and pediatrician, because they are the first people who see these children, and the one less than 1 year. If you see anything, eye red or white reflex, what we call, like at night you see your eyes or the eyes of your children become white like a cat, you should not wait. You should immediately look for a professional, an ophthalmologist or clinical officer, because they will be able to refer accordingly.
Right. So this morning you'll be conducting free eye checkups. Just tell us about about this process.
Okay. Thank you. We decide as association to do awareness with what we have to do free checkup today in Juba Teaching Hospital, and I think also Bulog are doing free checkup. And we also target to do 50 cataract surgery to reduce the avoidable blindness. So that's what we are doing. And we want to do a little bit marching from Juba Teaching Hospital. We go around senior mobile, and then we come back to the hospital and treat patients.
Great. Now, as you did mention, that some people prefer to go to the optical shops to just begin, you know, think they can get treated there. South Sudanese have the tendency of a very simple disease. They tend to go outside the country to get their medication and treatment. How good are the Bulog Eye Hospital and the Juba Teaching Hospital when it comes to, you know, dealing with our eyes?
I think we are...
How equipped and
we, yeah. I think Bulog is equipped more than Juba Teaching Hospital, but also in Juba Teaching Hospital we have some guide where we can really say what your problem, because we have 3 ophthalmologists who are working there. And my colleague, Joseph Mande, he's doing a lot in Bulog mm-hmm. is alone. So that's why also we want to increase our number mm-hmm. as an ophthalmologist. That is the role of association. Mm-hmm. We really try to look for fun to encourage our colleague to go to increase our number, and also we wanted to do more researches to find out what is the causes of blindness in our community.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And how we can prevent, because when you do researches, you do implementation and you do like what recommendation you will give. Mm. That's how we do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ajahn, Dr. Joseph, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Just before you go, your final remarks, please, in less than a minute each.
Okay, what I just want to remind is that the main reason for celebrating World Sight Day is just we need to make focus the attention of our leaders mm. to make sure that the eye care is accessible, is inclusive and affordable to everyone and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why association as a chair lady is working. We are moving forward. We have been to Awil, to WOW, and again we are going to Awil, I think.
Yeah, we are going to
Awil. Yeah, under the host of Catholic Diocese of WOW. They are doing a great job. Mm-hmm. There's a lady called Tatjana. I want to mention her name because she's doing a lot for us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and CBM Christian Blind Mission.
And
Himalayan Cataract Project for America. Yeah. So we want to make sure that people love their eyes,
mm. mm-hmm.
but we love your eyes more than you. That's why I'm to say. That's why the theme for this year is loving your eyes.
Right.
We are doing a free screening in Bulug and Juba Teaching Hospital. And when I say free, I mean free. Okay. So don't miss
And that is happening today.
Yeah. Yes.
And the free checkup only happens today.
Yes.
Okay.
From tomorrow, we'll have to pay something.
From tomorrow, we'll have to pay something.
Kidogo.
So how much is that something, Kidogo?
Okay. For checking in Bulug Hospital, you pay only 500.
Oh.
Only for, I think it's just less than a dollar.
Indeed, it's less than a dollar. Yes, Ajahn.
I think it's just advocates today. Everybody should come into eye, even if you are not a government or you are not a ministry of health, as a person. If you see anybody with eye issue, you should advise them to go and check. And as theme of today, I'll just say, love your eye, my people of South Sudan.
Right.
We love you more than you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Ajahn. Thank you, Dr. Joseph, for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best, of course, in your great work of making people see.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. And they are from the Ophthalmological Association of South Sudan. Now, if you're in Juba and you can access those places, please go and get your eyes checked up for free today.
Yes, and that will be happening at the Juba Teaching Hospital.
The Juba Teaching Hospital and also the Bulug Clinic. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to 6 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. We'll be back. Good morning.